Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're jumping into the world of video games.
Okay.
But not the games themselves. We're going behind the scenes to explore the art of creating those incredible 3D environments you get to explore.
Oh, cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sprawling landscapes.
Yeah.
The super detailed city streets. The creepy dungeons.
Right.
All of that. For this deep dive, we'll be taking a look at Arte de Entornos, 3D para videojuegos, Guía Professional.
Okay.
This book really gets into the nitty-gritty of what it takes to be a 3D environment artist.
Sounds interesting.
And get this, you ready for a fun fact?
Yeah, hit me.
3D environment artists are responsible for about 90% of what you actually see in a game.
Wow, 90%.
90%.
I have no idea.
Wild, right?
It's incredible.
It really is.
It's easy to just get, I don't know, lost in a game world and not really think about how much goes into making it.
Totally. You're just there, you're in the world, not even thinking about all the artistry, all the tech behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's back up a bit. When we say, you know, 3D environment artist.
Yeah.
What exactly are we talking about?
Right.
It feels like it's got to be way more than just like, I don't know, just slapping a few pretty trees and rocks into a scene.
Oh, for sure. Way more. I mean, think of them like the architects of this virtual world.
Oh,
they're not just making like static backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
They're building these interactive spaces that have to be believable, functional for the gameplay,
right,
and visually stunning.
Wow.
All at the same time.
Yeah, there are a lot of layers to this.
There are.
It's like they have to think like an architect.
Yeah.
A set designer.
Mm-hmm.
A storyteller.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
It's true. That's a great way to put it. And I think one of the key things that sets them apart from maybe like a general 3D artist is that they're thinking specifically about the needs of a game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How the player is going to move through that space.
Right.
What kind of mood they're trying to create. How the environment's going to support the game's objectives. All of those considerations have to come into play.
So it's really not just about artistic skills. It's about understanding game design too.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, specialized training comes in.
Great.
Programs like the one at Level Up. They focus specifically on developing that skill set of a 3D environment artist.
So they're really targeting that niche.
Yeah.
That specific kind of.
Exactly. They cover the whole process too, from coming up with the initial environment concept to building the 3D models, creating all the props, composing those scenes,
right,
all the way to integrating everything into game engines, like Unity 3D and Unreal Engine.
So a very specific pipeline.
It is.
Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, for aspiring artists who really want to get into this field, it's better to specialize than just being a generalist 3D artist.
Yeah, I think that's what we're seeing. You
right.
know, the demands of game environments are just so specific that having that really focused training can make a huge difference.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of curious about the actual tools of the trade.
Yeah.
What kind of software are these artists using to build these incredible worlds?
It's a really cool blend of art and technology.
Okay.
You've got your 3D modeling software like Blender and ZBrush.
Uh-huh.
Where they create those basic shapes and sculpt all those really intricate details.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing what you can do with these programs these days.
I bet.
I remember hearing a story about, oh, I don't know if this is true, but an artist using Blender's sculpting tools to create this incredibly lifelike fur for a creature in a fantasy game.
Whoa. Fur.
Yeah.
That sounds insanely detailed. But I guess that level of detail is really important for creating a truly immersive experience.
It is.
Libby.
And it's not just about making things look pretty.
Okay.
Those details can actually impact the gameplay too.
Interesting.
Imagine that fur, you know, reacting realistically to wind or movement.
Okay, yeah.
It just adds another layer of believability to the world.
So we've got the models, we've got the details.
Yeah.
What comes next? I mean, it's probably not looking very colorful or realistic yet.
Right. So that's where programs like Substance Painter and Designer come in.
Okay.
These are like digital painting studios for 3D models.
Okay.
Think of it this way.
Yeah.
You've got the shape of, let's say, a rock.
Okay.
But it's just plain gray.
Right.
With Substance Painter, you can add the textures,
mm-hmm.
the colors, the materials to make it look like a real rock
right.
with mossy patches, cracks, subtle color variations. You can even make it look wet or dry depending on the environment.
Wow, so they're essentially painting on a 3D surface.
Yeah, pretty much.
That sounds so challenging.
It is challenging. It requires a keen eye for detail.
Yeah.
And an understanding of how light interacts with different materials.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's done well, the result is incredible. It's really what makes that environment feel truly believable
Right.
and visually engaging.
I can imagine. So you've got all these different textures coming together,
Yeah.
you know, rock, wood, fabric, metal. And the artist has to make sure it all looks cohesive. Like you
Yeah.
don't want, you know, a futuristic metal building
Well,
suddenly appearing in the middle of a medieval village, right?
exactly. Maintaining that visual consistency
Right.
across sometimes a massive game world is one of the biggest challenges these artists face.
That makes sense.
And it's not just about the obvious stuff like architectural styles or whatever. It's about subtle things too,
Oh.
like the color palettes that they
Yeah.
use, the types of plants and foliage, even
Uh-huh.
the way the light scatters in the atmosphere. Everything has to work together to create a unified visual experience.
Yeah, wow. That level of attention to detail just like blows my mind.
Right.
So we've got our detailed textured models. What happens next?
Well, that's where those powerful game engines that we mentioned,
Okay.
like Unreal Engine and Unity,
Uh-huh.
they come into play. Think of them as the platform where all the pieces come together. So the artists import all their assets, the models, the textures, the lighting setups, and start building that environment within the game engine.
So it's not just about creating the individual assets. It's about bringing them all together
Right?
and making them work as a whole within the game.
Exactly. And that involves a whole other set of skills and considerations.
Right.
They have to think about things like optimization, making sure that the environment runs smoothly on different hardware, and designing for gameplay. For example, a winding path through a forest might look beautiful, but if it's a nightmare to navigate in the game,
Yeah.
it's not going to work.
Right. It's got to be functional.
Yeah.
It's like they're creating a stage set, but they also have to make sure that the actors can move around freely and interact with everything in a way that makes sense for the play.
That's a great analogy. And just like on a stage set, there are all sorts of behind-the-scenes challenges
I bet.
that the audience never sees.
Right.
Let's talk about some of those challenges.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny, when you think about a stage set, you
Yeah.
usually think of something kind of static,
Yeah.
unchanging. But in a video game, the environment itself can be like a dynamic character, changing with the weather,
Wow.
time of day.
Okay.
Even the player's actions.
That's crazy. I'm picturing like trees swaying in the wind,
Yes.
clouds casting shadows, maybe even like buildings crumbling as part of the story.
Exactly. And that level of dynamism requires a really deep understanding,
Yeah.
not just of art, but also physics
Yeah.
programming, even storytelling.
It's like bringing it all
It
together. It
is.
really makes you realize just how much collaboration goes into creating a game environment. I mean, we've talked about how environment artists work with level designers and programmers,
Yeah.
but are there like other specialized roles within the environment art team
Oh,
itself?
absolutely.
Okay, so like break it down for us. What are some of those specialist roles?
Well, you might have, one artist who specializes in creating just natural landscapes,
Yeah.
mountains, forests, rivers, deserts, that kind of thing.
Right.
They need to understand geology, botany, even meteorology to really make those environments feel believable.
Right.
And then you've got artists who focus on urban environments,
Let's
those
get it.
intricate cityscapes with
Yeah.
all those buildings and streets and vehicles, all the little details that make a city feel alive.
So it's like different architects for different types of buildings,
Yeah.
except they're building like virtual worlds.
That's a great analogy. And then you have artists who specialize in specific genres or settings,
Okay.
like sci-fi worlds, fantasy realms,
Right.
historical periods.
That makes sense. You'd want someone, you know, with a deep understanding of Gothic architecture to design a medieval castle.
Exactly. Or someone who, knows a lot about futuristic technology to create a believable spaceship interior.
Yeah. Okay. And then.
And then beyond those broad categories,
Yeah.
you have even more specialized roles.
Okay. Like what?
You've got prop artists who focus on creating all those smaller objects that
Yep.
populate the environment. So
Yeah.
the furniture in a room,
Right.
the tools in a workshop, weapons scattered throughout a dungeon.
All the details.
Yeah, they're masters of detail, making sure that every little thing feels authentic and adds to the overall atmosphere.
It's creating that, you know, sense of lived-in realism.
Right.
Like, even if the player never interacts with a specific object, it still contributes to the believability of the world.
Exactly. And then you have texture artists
okay.
who are responsible for creating all those intricate surfaces
yeah.
and materials that make the environment so visually rich. They make that brick wall look like it's been weathered by, you know, centuries of rain and wind.
Right.
Or create the illusion of a soft, velvety carpet. Or a shimmering pool of water.
Yeah, those textures are so important.
Yeah.
You know, for creating that sense of immersion.
They are. You really feel like you're there.
I remember playing a game once where the wood grain on a door was so realistic, I almost wanted to reach out and touch it.
That's the power of good texturing. And it's not just about making things look pretty either.
Oh, okay.
Textures can actually affect the gameplay too.
Oh.
For example, like a rough texture on a surface might provide more grip for the player's character.
Okay.
While like a smooth, slippery surface might make it harder to control.
Wow. So even something is seemingly small as a texture.
Yeah. Can have a huge impact on the player's experience.
That's crazy. It shows how much thought goes into every aspect of this.
It does. And let's not forget about the technical artists.
Okay.
Those are the wizards who bridge the gap between art and programming.
Okay.
They're the ones who make sure all those beautiful assets actually work within the game engine.
Okay.
So they're optimizing models, writing shaders, troubleshooting technical issues. They're essential for making sure the artist's vision translates seamlessly into the game world.
They have to speak both languages, then
yes.
the art and the code.
It's a unique breed, and they're absolutely crucial to the success of any game development team.
So we've got all these different specialists working together, but ultimately, they're all aiming for the same goal, creating that immersive, unforgettable experience for the player.
Exactly. That's what makes this field so exciting and rewarding. You're not just creating art for art's sake. You're building these worlds that people can explore, interact with, and lose themselves in.
Like architects of dreams.
Yeah.
Sculptors of imagination.
Exactly. And the possibilities are endless.
Right.
Especially with, you know, all this new technology that's emerging.
Yeah, like what?
Things like virtual reality.
Dope.
Augmented reality.
Uh-huh.
Real-time rendering. The future of 3D environment art is just exploding with possibilities.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, how are those technologies shaping the future of environment art?
Well, virtual reality
yeah.
is creating this demand for environments that are not just visually stunning, but also spatially believable.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, artists have to think about how the player is going to move and interact within that virtual space.
Right.
Make sure everything feels natural and intuitive.
So it's not just about creating a beautiful backdrop anymore.
Right.
It's about creating a believable world that completely surrounds the player.
Mm.
That must be a whole different way of thinking about environment design.
It is. And then you have augmented reality,
okay.
which is blurring the lines between the real and virtual.
Oh, cool.
Artists are creating these environments that seamlessly blend with the player's real-world surroundings.
Whoa, that's mind-blowing. I can imagine.
Imagine playing a game where your living room transforms into a magical forest, or your backyard becomes a futuristic cityscape.
Yeah, and it's all made possible by the work of these artists.
It is. And then you have advancements in real-time rendering, which are allowing for increasingly realistic and detailed environments that can react dynamically to the player's actions and the changing conditions of the game world.
So we're talking about environments that are almost as complex
and a dynamic
as the real world itself.
It seems like it.
That's the goal. And with, you know, the rapid pace of technological advancement, I have no doubt that we'll see some truly mind-blowing environments in the years to come.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be in this field.
It is. It absolutely is.
Wow.
And as we've discussed, it's not just about, you know, the technical skills.
Yeah.
It's about the passion,
creativity,
and a deep understanding of how to craft those really immersive and engaging experiences for players.
Well said. It's, you know, the perfect blend of art, technology, imagination. Okay, so let's kind of shift gears a bit and talk about how aspiring artists can even get into this field.
Right. Where do they even begin?
Yeah. What kind of training?
And resources are available.
Well, the good news is there are more options than ever before.
Okay. For aspiring 3D environment artists.
You've got your traditional art schools and universities that offer programs in game art and design, which often include, you know, a strong focus on environment creation.
Huh?
These programs really provide a solid foundation. in the fundamentals of art and design,
yeah,
while also diving into the more specialized skills
right.
that are needed
right.
for game environment.
So those programs sound like a great option for people who thrive in that, you know,
yeah.
structured academic environment.
They are. But for those who prefer a more self-directed approach,
oh, yeah.
there's a wealth of resources available online.
That's right. You've got sites like Udemy, Coursera, Skillshare.
Yeah.
They have tons of courses on everything from 3D modeling and texturing to lighting and game engine integration.
It's true. And the beauty of online learning is the flexibility. You can learn at your own pace, on your own schedule, and you can really zero in on those specific skills that you're most interested in. Plus, a lot of these courses are actually taught by industry professionals.
Oh, okay. So you're learning from people who are out there in the trenches using these skills every day.
Exactly. And they can offer insights and tips that you might not necessarily find in a traditional textbook.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And don't underestimate the value of online communities.
That's a good point.
Either, right?
Yeah.
You've got your forums, your Discord servers, your social media groups,
yeah.
all dedicated to game art and development.
It's such a supportive and inspiring community. You know, you can connect with other aspiring artists,
yeah.
get feedback on your work, learn from each other's experiences, and stay updated on all the latest industry trends. And speaking of community and specialized learning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's loop back to Level Up
right.
and their initiative,
okay.
their program, you know, specifically for 3D environment artists.
Uh-huh.
What makes their approach so unique? Well, they understand it's not just about being a general 3D artist. It's about having that specialized knowledge and skill set that's tailored to the demands of game environment.
Okay.
They cover that entire pipeline from that initial environment concept to building those 3D models.
Right.
Creating props,
yeah.
composing the scenes,
uh-huh.
and finally integrating everything into game engines,
mm-hmm.
like Unity 3D,
yeah.
an Unreal engine.
So they're not just teaching you how to use the software, they're teaching you how to think.
Yeah, like a game environment artist.
That's huge. It's a big difference.
It is. And they emphasize practical application too.
Okay, I'm like, how so?
Well, students get hands-on experience working on real-world projects.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So they're building their portfolio
uh-huh.
and getting a taste of what it's actually like.
Yeah. To collaborate on a real development.
Well, system. Exactly. That's invaluable experience.
Yeah.
It's one thing to learn the theory,
right.
but actually putting those skills to use on real projects
yeah.
takes it to a whole other level.
Sure, sure.
Absolutely. And that's what sets Level Up apart.
Okay. They're not just teaching skills in isolation.
Right. They're really preparing students for successful careers.
Yeah.
In the game industry.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see programs like that popping up.
It is. It shows how important this role has become
mm-hmm.
in creating these immersive gaming experiences that we all love.
Yeah.
It really does. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, hey,
yeah,
I want to build those incredible worlds,
yeah,
don't hesitate. Dive in. There are so many resources and pathways available, and it's an exciting time to be a part of this ever-evolving field.
I love it. Couldn't agree more. So there you have it, folks, our deep dive into the world of 3D environment art. We explored the creative process, the technical challenges, the specialized roles,
yeah.
the future yeah. of the field,
yeah.
and even how you can get started on your own journey.
If you're interested.
Hmm?
And remember, the next time you're lost,
yeah.
in a stunning game world, take a moment to appreciate all the work that went into creating that environment, from the initial concept art
mm.
to the final pixel. It's a true labor of love and a testament to the power of human creativity and collaboration.
Absolutely. Behind every breathtaking vista and every immersive experience, there's a team of talented 3D environment artists who poured their heart and soul into building that world for you to explore.
That's right.
So keep diving deep and keep those creative sparks flying.
Mm.
Till next time, happy gaming, everyone.
Yeah, they are. But for those who prefer a more self-directed approach,
right.
there's a wealth of resources online.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got sites like Udemy, Coursera, Skillshare. They all have tons of courses on like everything
right.
from 3D modeling and texturing to lighting and game engine integration.
And the great thing about online learning is that it's so flexible.
It is.
You can learn at your own pace on your own schedule.
Right.
And you can really zero in on the specific skills you're interested in.
Yeah, you don't have to take a whole semester on something you already know. Exactly. Plus, a lot of these courses are actually taught by industry professionals.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you're learning from people who are actually out there
yeah.
in the trenches using these skills every day.
Exactly. And they can offer insights and tips that you might not find in a traditional textbook.
Right.
And then don't underestimate the value of online communities either.
These communities are huge, yeah.
They're huge. You've got your forums, your Discord servers, social media groups.
All dedicated to game art and development.
Yeah, and it's such a supportive and inspiring community. You know, you can connect with other aspiring artists, get feedback on your work, learn from each other's experiences, and stay updated on all the latest industry trends.
Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of community and specialized learning.
Oh, yeah.
Let's loop back to Level Up and their initiative.
Right.
You know, their program specifically for 3D environment artists.
Mm.
What makes their approach so unique?
Well, you know, they understand that it's not just about being a general 3D artist. It's about having that specialized knowledge and skill set that's tailored to the demands of game environments.
Yeah, it is a very specific set of skills.
Yeah. So they cover that entire pipeline from the initial environment concept to building the 3D models, creating the props, composing the scenes, and finally integrating everything into game engines like Unity 3D and Unreal Engine.
So they're not just teaching you how to use the software. They're teaching you how to think like a game environment artist.
Exactly.
That's cool.
They really emphasize practical application, too.
Oh, okay. How so?
So students get hands-on experience working on real-world projects. So they're building their portfolio and getting a taste of what it's like to collaborate on a real development team.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's like invaluable experience.
Invaluable. It's one thing to learn the theory, but putting those skills to use on real projects takes it to a whole other level.
For sure.
And that's what really sets Level Up apart. They're not just teaching skills in isolation, you know?
Yeah.
They're preparing students for successful careers in the game industry.
That's awesome. It's inspiring to see, you know, programs like that popping up.
It
shows how important this role has become in creating these, you know, immersive gaming experiences that we all love.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this and thinking, hey, I want to build those incredible worlds.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. Dive in. There's so many resources and pathways available, and it's an exciting time to be part of this ever-evolving field.
Couldn't agree more. So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into the fascinating world of 3D environment art. We explored the creative process, the technical challenges, the specialized roles, the future of the field, and even how you can get started on your own journey.
If you're interested.
And remember, the next time you're lost in a stunning game world, just take a moment to appreciate all the work that went into creating that environment.
Yeah. From the initial concept art to the final pixel, it's a true labor of love and a testament to the power of human creativity and collaboration.
Absolutely. Behind every breathtaking vista and every immersive experience, there's a team of talented 3D environment artists who poured their heart and soul into building that world for you to explore.
That's right.
So keep diving deep and keep those creative sparks flying. Until next time, happy gaming, everyone.